Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. All the hype and drama leading into the NFL draft finally came to a head last night as the first round of the 2024 NFL draft took center stage in Detroit.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
As expected, the Bears took USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the first overall pick, then drafted him a wide receiver.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
The Washington Commanders took LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels at number two, while New England selected UNC quarterback Drake May with the third pick. Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. went to Arizona at number four. Former Notre Dame offensive tackle Joe Alt was drafted by the Los Angeles Chargers with the fifth overall pick. Following Alt's selection in the NFL draft by the LA Chargers, his rookie contract numbers have been revealed. Alt will ink a rookie deal for 4 years and $33.1 million with the Chargers. He'll receive $20.9 million as a signing bonus. His contract also includes a fifth-year option for the team to keep him through the 2028 NFL season.
With the 15th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Laiatu Latu, defensive end, UCLA.
The Colts were able to address their need for more of a pass rush. Here's the Colts general manager Chris Ballard on picking Latu.
We always have discussions on, is there a chance to get up if we think there's a special player. This year it worked out. We stayed at 15 and took a guy that we thought was the best player on the board.
The Detroit Lions swapped their pick at number 29 with the Dallas Cowboys pick at number 24, then drafted quarterback Terrion Arnold from Alabama. Rounds 2 and 3 happen tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Rounds 4 through 7 will be tomorrow. Other notable picks include Minnesota picking Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy at pick number 10. Oregon quarterback Bo Nix went to the Denver Broncos at 12. The Raiders picked Georgia tight end Brock Bowers at number 13.
Here's the 1-1. There goes the runner. And this is punched out to shallow left center. It's going to drop. Morrell's going to take third. He was running. And he's going to be waved around. Here comes Raphael trying to score. Safe!
That's Brendan King last night with the call. Brody McCullough, Sam Armstrong, and Chase Watkins combined for the South Bend Cubs' first shutout of the season, beating Quad Cities last night 6-0. With the win, the Cubs are back in this week's series and can tie things up with another victory tonight. First pitch is at 7:05 tonight. Tomorrow's first pitch is set for 4:05. Sunday's game will start at 2:05. You can hear all those games this weekend here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
In the air, right field. Tucker going back. And it gives the Cubs the lead.
Audio from Marquee Sports Network. Pete Crow Armstrong hit a tie-breaking two-run homer for his first major league hit. The Chicago Cubs swept the Houston Astros with a 3-1 victory yesterday. The Cubs have won four of their last five as they head to Boston for a weekend series. The Chicago White Sox have dropped to 3-22, wasting a two-run lead and stretching their losing streak to a season-high 7 with a 6-3 loss to Minnesota. They return to the Southside for a weekend series against Tampa Bay. For the first time since 2019, Major League Baseball will dedicate 3 days in August to players, focusing on showcasing them beyond their stats and on-field performances with the return of the Players' Weekend. The goal of the weekend is to reach younger audiences, which have been growing over the past several years. According to league data, the median age of ticket purchasers has dropped from 51 to 45 since 2019, while ticket buyers from ages 18 to 35 has increased by almost 10% during the same time frame. MLB is hoping that trend continues. Dusty Baker has won the fourth Lifetime Achievement Award presented by Baseball Digest. The beloved Baker retired following the 2023 season after spending 56 years in the majors as a player, coach, and manager. He was honored yesterday with the annual distinction that recognizes a living individual whose career has been spent in or around Major League Baseball and who has made significant contributions to the game. Willie Mays won the inaugural award in 2021, followed by Vin Scully in 2022, and Joe Torre last year. Reggie Bush is overjoyed to have his Heisman Trophy once again. Now he wants his reputation back as well. The former USC tailback says the return of his Heisman is the biggest step yet in what he sees as his fight against the NCAA to restore his good name and his records from his incredible college football career. Bush indicated he doesn't plan to drop his defamation lawsuit filed last year against the NCAA over the governing body's 2021 characterization of the circumstances that led to Bush's troubles. Bush has pointedly said that he never cheated during his three seasons with the Trojans. Philadelphia and Orlando each picked up Game 3 wins in the NBA's first-round playoff games. The Sixers beat the New York Knicks 125-114. New York still leads the series 2-1. The Magic dismantled Cleveland 121-83, with the Cavaliers still holding a 2-1 series lead. Denver is one game away from sweeping the Los Angeles Lakers out of the playoffs after winning 112-105. Florida and Carolina are both one game away from the second round in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers beat Tampa Bay 5-3, while Carolina topped the New York Islanders 3-2.
Partly sunny to start, increasing clouds and chances of rain this afternoon. High temperatures at 66. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.